Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. So if you remember, the last Mishnah, the Mishnah was discussing, really the last two Mishnahs, were discussing scenarios where there was a collision between two people walking. So here, once again, we have a collision, and we're dealing, once again, with two individuals going to collide in the Rishus HaRabim. So let's see. Shnayim Shalim Mahalchim Rishus HaRabim. You have two people that were on their way in Rishus HaRabim. Echad Ratz V'Echad Mahalich. One is actually walking, but the other one is running. And the case in question is where the individual who's running is allowed to be running because it's Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, and then it is okay to be running in Rishus HaRabim. And the idea here of Erev Shabbos, it really doesn't mean the whole Friday. It means when it's normal for people to be rushing closer to Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Osha Hayu Shneim Ratzim. So you have one person running, one person walking, or you have two people running, v'heziku zeh zeh, and they knock into each other, and they injure the other one, shneim p'turim. Both of them are going to be pater. Why? Because they are equally responsible for the damage. Why is that true? I understand why if they're both running, they're equally responsible. But why are they equally responsible if one is running and one is walking? Because, as we said, it's a scenario where he's allowed to be running. That's, you know, the Rishus HaRabim on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, is a place where people are running. And therefore, it's a scenario where, once again, one person is not more negligent in terms of the damage that ensued than the other person. But obviously, as we're explaining right now, the only reason why they're both putter from any type of head-on collision, whether they're both running, or one was running, one was walking, was because it is permitted for the guy who's running to be running because it's Erev Shabbos. But if it's a regular day, then the one running is going to be chayiv. This the Gemara explains on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Baba Kama. And this is true even in the scenario like we're talking about right now, where there is a head-on collision and some of the damage was done by the one walking in the sense that he is also applying force. Whereas it's a head-on collision. So even though it's a head-on collision, if the one running did not have rishus to be running, he's going to be the one that's defined as the one who did the damage, and he is the sole one responsible, the one who was running who did not have permission to be running.